we're going to go ahead and get started. And why don't we take a moment and just, we've talked about coming into this march and really being present. So I really want to ask you to take a deep breath in, really feel a sense of connection to each other. And I really believe that all things happen for the good. So if we've had some not quite rights with our e-group, you know what? That means we are going to just kick it off so big now, we're going to amplify this in a much even bigger way. So let's hold that intention that we all really join together and really start moving forward on connecting and getting the energy moving. And I really want to feel a sense of the energy flowing between us all now, that we're really in this time attracting, magnetizing what it is that we want. So I'd like y'all to just think, bring into your mind what it is that you're wanting to attract. So if you had that particular number in your head that you're wanting to attract of dollars, just take a moment and bring that into your mind, and let's all collectively hold the intention that we're attracting, that we're really calling in. Think of it like a laser beam or like a tractor beam. I want you to feel it coming from your heart and really coming in.
Come with me, pet.
We may need to put
hang on just a second. Who's ever in the background? Hello, we can all hear you.
Yeah, we need to have people put themselves on mute. What is it, star six?
Star six. Please, if everybody would currently hit star six.
Oh, that'd be great.
Thank
okay,
you.
Wonderful. We'd love to have some interaction, but if we need to put people in lecture mode, we will. So, again, let's just hold that energy in our hearts and really feel that tractor beam of energy. And my intention is that we have a lot of fun, that we amp up the energy, and we get into action, our favorite word. Terry, and my favorite word. Let's have some action. Fair?
Well, I just want to make a couple of comments real quick. My intention is to connect and co-create, not only to take some action, but to really spend a couple of minutes or a couple of moments feeling what we can feel about celebration.
Mm.
So acknowledging money that's come in and noticing it and feeling good about it.
Fantastic. Great. It's so important to really be focused on what's working. And last week, Gina and Eva were really, I was listening to that, and it was just like my whole body was on buzzing, you know, from their energy. And last week they were really talking about the whole idea of really getting into the feeling place and really feeling what you're wanting. And one thing that they were sharing that I thought was really valuable is letting go of time frames. You know, we know that this is a 4-week effort, but this does not end after 4 weeks, and we'll be offering you, sharing with you some ways we'll be continuing to support you. But you're lining up so much right now. So I really want to encourage people not to look at what hasn't showed up, but as Terry said, really appreciate what is here, what is working, how you are feeling, because you're lining things up. And if you could only see what's being lined up for you, you would just be smiling all the time because it's just being lined up for you as you're putting out your desire. Terry?
I also agree, and I think the hardest thing for most people is focusing on what is going right and what's working. And I just want to put that reminder out, Sharon, that even when we're in a place of noticing what's working, we often go to the lack. So, you know, example is, oh, that's really great. I got seats on that plane that I really wanted to go on because I wanted to be on the 4 o'clock, not the 5 o'clock. That's great. Oh, but I didn't get an aisle and I'm in the middle, and that's really uncomfortable. And so we do that a lot. We do it with money, too. Oh, I really wanted to, manifest $10,000, and I only got $8,000. So I just wanted to remind people, because it happens in my own life on a regular basis, to really notice when you go to that sort of, I like to call it the butt mentality, when you go over to the
I have a visual. I won't share that.
And just to really hold your energy in a place of, let me go back and focus on what's working, what's right, what feels good.
Well, you know, Terry, we talked about energy, you know, when you and I were last leading the call, and we talked about how it really is about getting on the right station. And if you're wanting to attract more money, and you've been on station 101, you can't really be on the station that's 104. It's this frequency kind of thing. And I think one of the things that you mentioned that really is so powerful is when you're in that yeah, but mode, you know, it's like putting the gas and the brake of a car at the same time. You know, you put the gas on, like, yeah, let's go, and you're revving it up. But what if you're also putting the brake on at the same time, and oftentimes in equal amounts? Well, you're not going to go anywhere. And that's exactly what happens with people a lot of times when it comes to this whole idea of manifesting money, or I would say even health, too. Those tend to be two areas that really can be really challenging because they're right in our face, you know, whether it's the money that doesn't seem to be there or maybe it's coming in, but you say, well, yeah, it's coming in, but look how it's going out. A lot of times with clients, they'll say, well, yeah, I know I made more money, but I'm also spending a whole lot more, so I'm really not moving at all. Say, well, you know, if you're really going to have success, you're going to have to understand that comes with more expenses. You know, that's part of what happens. And so I think it's really accepting the whole idea that celebrating what we have and really just expecting more. Wow, this is great, and I'd like even more. Wow, I got this great seat on a flight, and you know what? I'd like even more next time I get a seat on a flight. Next time I'd like to be in first class. Next time Terry, it's really just like putting it out there ahead of you instead of focusing right now on that yeah, but aspect, that kind of gas brake aspect. Like to jump in there on anything?
That all feels really good, Sharon. Do you want to talk a little bit about where we are maybe so far in our dollar collection? Do we have any of that information?
Yeah, you know, I couldn't get on the website right before I came, so we'll put that out on the e-group.
Okay, great.
So I'll do that right after class. What we're really looking at, again, is we want you to really be focusing in on what's working. This really is a vibrational kind of thing, this whole attraction. And be real gentle with yourself. So I will put that on, Terry. I couldn't get onto the website, but I'll put it on. So do you want to touch base with us on virtual reality?
Yeah, let me talk about that a little bit. And actually, what I want to check in with, and so if people are on mute, you'll have to remember to take yourself off if you want to participate. I really want to hear from a couple of people how you've been doing with virtual realities and what your wins have been. Just a couple quick thoughts before I do that. Virtual reality, for me, can be one of the most amazing energy shifters probably in the whole world. And I'll just, you know, give you some quickies on that. But you can have an opportunity or an experience that doesn't feel right at all. It's like, oh, that made me feel yucky, or that didn't feel good, or that's a terrible thing that happened. And when I go to a virtual reality, and not even trying to fix that, but I love to go to the beach, and so I just take my head and we go to the beach. And nobody usually even knows. I could be in a corporate business meeting, and for 15 to 30 seconds, I'm just out of there. I check myself out. I'm at the beach. I'll come back in a few minutes. I just find that my energy has completely changed. I literally feel like a different person. And Sharon, I just wanted to share something. I was reading this on the plane coming back the other day, and there was an article that said, they didn't call it virtual realities, but it's what we're calling it here, when people are able to master this technique that we practice and teach on virtual reality, they actually have studies showing that they lower their blood pressure.
Mm.
So, you know, we've got now sort of science saying, yeah, you don't just think that you feel better. Your body is showing us that you do feel better. You change the energy. But I'd love to hear from a couple people what has worked for you about virtual reality. Remember, we stay in the what's working mode. You know, any shifts that have come up for you, anything that you've noticed. I'd like to have one or two people share. So who'd like to come off a mute and share what they've done with virtual reality, kind of very quick, very laser, and how it's working for them?
Hello, can you hear me?
We sure can. Who is this?
Hi, this is Anne in South Carolina.
Hi there, Anne.
And I know that virtual reality's goal is to bring a smile to our face. And I also know that when we smile, our frequency automatically goes up. And so I guess a good guide to how powerful our own virtual reality is are we actually finding that we're smiling as we think about it because it's so powerful? And if so, we know that there's a guarantee that the frequency is higher.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
And who else? Give us an example and any wins that you've noticed, anything that's come up for you around virtual reality. What did you notice? Who else? Come off of mute for us. One more. Come play with me.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
Josephine.
Hi, Josephine. Thanks for being a playmate.
Sure. I actually wanted to say that I'm having a little bit of resistance to the virtual reality.
Thank you, and I'm sure you're not alone.
Good.
So thanks for being brave and stepping out there.
How I really feel it, you know, not so much financially, but with I've been trying to, like, drop about 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep sort of envisioning, and I took this picture of myself when I looked really great, and I have it right in front of my computer, and I just keep envisioning myself when I'm at the gym looking really great and as if it's right now. But then in the back of my head, anytime I, let's say, overeat,
mm-hmm.
sorry about that, every
Definitely.
Time I, not necessarily overeat, but if I eat something fattening, I automatically think, oh, I'm going to get fat. I'm not going to lose weight. And I just keep, it's very difficult for me not to put in those negative thoughts. And so I feel blocked. You know, it's really, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I can do the, I can do the visualization and the virtual reality, but then the negative thoughts kind of pop up, and I guess I'm on that, you know, break gas thing.
Well, let's play for a little bit, and I'll let Sharon come in also. What if you did a virtual reality about something that has nothing to do with weight and thinness and health or anything related to body? What if you did a virtual reality, like play with me for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Where's a place that you have either been or would like to go that just really makes you feel good?
Some warm, sunny Caribbean place.
Describe it to me. Take me there.
Okay. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. I've just had breakfast, and I'm sitting at the pool of a beautiful resort, just not having to do anything, and just relaxing and working on my tan.
Is it warm?
Yes. It's beautiful.
Sunny?
It's sunny. It's warm, but it's not too hot.
And what are you wearing?
I guess a bikini.
Okay, good. We're in a bikini. Who's with you? Anybody with you?
My husband is
Great.
With me.
And do you hear any sounds?
Yeah, just sort of, I guess I would say, a lot of white noise because I'm not really focused on it, but people talking and maybe children playing.
And let's just stop there. So you were doing great in that whole virtual reality, and then you'll notice when I asked you about what you were wearing, you go,
oops.
So what I would do, and I'll just I'll let Sharon chime in too, I would play with a virtual reality about something that feels that good. Because you're like, oh, I'm in the beach, it's warm, and you're all, you know, excited about that, and those of us listening could hear your energy change. And then those of us listening could probably also hear energy change when I put out what are you wearing. And I put that out there as sort of like my little test question for you. What that tells me as a coach listening is when you do virtual reality, you want to do it not about anything that could bring back up body image right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just do virtual reality all day long and focus on anything not related to body image.
So you want to do things that you really believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Let me share my philosophy, and I'll use it around weight loss because I experienced this for most of my life. I was overweight for most of my life. What happened for me was every time I did affirmation or a visualization, you know, oh, I'm 20 pounds lighter, I'm 50 pounds lighter, you know, I'd say it, and then my mind would go, you are not, or I'd look in the mirror and go, doesn't look that way to me. So for me, they never served me. As soon as I stopped doing that and started doing virtual reality about other things, oh, my gosh, I'm on this wonderful vacation, and I'm on a cruise. Oh, and I've got a balcony, and I'm in this really comfortable chair. And, oh, I've got champagne, and I must have a lot of money because I could have got, like, this huge suite on this cruise. Oh, my God, it's so cool. And I would just go there.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing thing happened in my life. I started to feel better. I started to have more energy. I started to be more positive, and I still can't give you a whole lot of details behind this, but I started to eat less. You know, I then later not only lost my weight, but found a way to keep it off without focusing on it. So what I'm sharing with you is what you don't want to focus on, and this goes for everybody, is the thing that's not quite right. You don't want to focus on the thing that you want to change. You want to focus on something that feels great.
Okay. I guess it's sort of something that you don't really have too much of an attachment to.
Very well said. Very well
okay.
said. Sharon, you want to comment on
yeah,
that?
I think that was really great. And you can tell, you know, when it's time to get out of your virtual reality, whenever that feeling starts to dissipate. So when Terry went to what are you wearing,
uh-huh.
and then here you are, you know, a bikini, and it's like, oh, no, I guess I'm thin by now or something, and then, well, maybe I won't be, and, oh, I wouldn't be there if I, you know, now that all of a sudden gets all complicated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do, and I agree with Terry 100%, is, you know, think about when, let's suppose you had this body of your dreams, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me, what's the feeling that you have? Just think for a moment right now. I'm your fairy godmother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a little magic wand, and there you go. You've got it. Not a problem, you know, whatever. So what's the feeling that you have being in that body?
I think it's an overall feeling of lightness.
Lightness.
Which relates to not only physical lightness, but just emotional, mental lightness.
Okay, great. So my suggestion would be to play with virtual realities that help you feel light. Okay?
So
what's something that helps you feel light? Do you like certain kinds of comedy? Are there certain kinds of movies that you watch? You know, I love that BBC show Coupling. Have you ever watched that? That's the funniest show in the world, if anybody hasn't watched it, for me. But it's light. It you know, it makes you laugh. So what would be a virtual reality that you might play with for next time that would have as its ending you feeling lighter? Just what's the first thing that pops in your head?
Well, I don't mean to sound gross, but to be perfectly honest, the first thing that came to my head was having a really great bowel movement.
Okay. You know, who hasn't experienced the lightness that occurs
right
after that? So, I mean, but now that popped into your head for a reason, right?
Right.
Because there is a certain amount of relief in that, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Physical relief in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like you just went there.
Yeah.
You just went to that feeling of physical relief. That's a virtual reality because your goal is to feel lighter now, Anne, to feel more lightness now.
Okay.
Okay? Make sense? That's
yeah.
the whole goal of a virtual reality is to help activate in you the feeling place. And so often, and Terry, thank you so much for really sharing this, but so often people go in and they try to fix something or they go into a virtual reality that's going to activate the feeling that they don't want.
Right.
You know, so somebody is concerned about money and they say, oh, well, let's see, a virtual reality, I'll be in France. And then the thought comes up, I can't afford to go to France.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not serving you. But if you look at the essence of what you want to feel and then say, now, where could I go or what could I do or what would feel like there isn't a lot of resistance? Now, the one you chose, that's perfect. How much resistance do you have to something like that?
None.
Right? So thank you for being so honest about your virtual reality.
Sure.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
And does that help?
Yeah, no, it does. It does. Thank you very much.
And I also want to say thank you because what you brought up, I mean, all of us, I know, in some way, shape, or form can relate to. And at the same time, you also brought up something that you're like, oh, this might sound a little crass. But, I mean, it's totally human. So thanks for putting it out there, and I really do think people can relate. Thank you.
Sure.
Absolutely. Great. Okay, so we've got. So what we want you to be doing is really playing more with this whole idea of your essences. And so think about money. If money is something that you're wanting, how will you feel when you have the money you want? You might say, oh, I'd feel free. Okay, great. Where can you go from a virtual reality standpoint to feel free? And then, Terry, I would add, what can you do to feel free?
Yeah, I would add the doing as well.
You know, I mentioned this sometime before in one of our other programs, but I had a client one time, and he was looking to double his business revenues. And so one of the things we did was really focus him in on how would he feel if he was in that place. And he said, actually, I think he wanted to buy a Ferrari, but part of his business goals was doubling his revenues. He said he'd feel free. And so when we really got down to it, that's why he wanted the car, that's why he wanted the double revenues, was because he wanted to feel free. So we looked at, well, what are some of the things he could start doing now? And one of them, you know, kind of join Anne maybe in a little crassness, but it really was his own thing, is not wear any underwear. He said, you know, as a man, my husband said, yeah, you're really free, you know, if that's the case. But I told him about this client. And but that's what he did. He said, you know what, Sharon, I'm not wearing any underwear. He was painting, finger painting with his three-year-old. He found all these different things to do that helped him feel free. And you know what? He did double his revenues in less almost half the amount of time, actually, that he wanted to, and he had enough money to go and buy the Ferrari. When it came time to go buy it, he didn't do that. He took his wife and his kids on a sabbatical to Africa because that was the feel, and so much had changed by him really just feeling that feeling. So, yes, I think this is another level. You know, people have talked about visualization, but I think what we're talking about is really activating that feeling in you and not worrying about what the particular images are. Because so often, if there's been something that is happening in your life that you don't want to have happen, in my book, thinking about it or even visualizing it often, for me, activates it even more. Does that make sense, Tara?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great example. Thanks, Sharon.
Great.
So I guess the only thing I want to say, and then Sharon, I think we can move on, is in a nutshell, it may sound very strange, but it really doesn't matter. And I know this will sound weird, but I'm going to put it out there. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. You control your own energy. One of the sayings that I have had in my clients here all the time is, how do you intend to experience the rest of your life? Or how do you intend to experience this moment? So I'm going to take you back in action for a minute, and some of you are going to have some very unpleasant thoughts for a moment. It's 9/11, and you've got those images coming across the television. And I don't know if you guys were like me, but I don't even watch television. I found I couldn't get away from the television. And then I thought, I'm not in control of my feelings. And then everywhere I went, that's all people talked about quite naturally. That's all that was in the papers. That's all that we heard about. And so my energy was low, and I was feeling down, and I was feeling like, gosh, I'd get on the phone and have such low energy. It's like, I cannot experience my whole life around this. I have to shift something. And so while I had a sense of sadness and grieving, at the same time, I said, you know what? I need to do a virtual reality. I need to do a break. First thing I did was I got away from the TV, turned it off, didn't go on anymore. Didn't need to see those images. They're imprinted in my brain pretty good. Needed to think about something wonderful. Oh, needed to think about the fact that a new baby was coming to our family soon. And, oh, let me do a virtual reality about being there and holding the baby. And, oh, being another great aunt. I just love being a great aunt, having so much fun with the baby and smelling the baby when it's first born, touching the baby's soft skin. And I noticed I started to feel better. And I share that because for me that was the ultimate test of, can I really manage my own energy? All of you can, and you can manage your own energy about money too. When people are telling you, oh, I spent so much at the holidays, don't have any money, or, oh, the economy is really down, or, oh, you're going to start that business, that's a real tough one to do, hard to get clients, do virtual reality. Because the truth is, when you have high energy and you amp that up, you do great all day long. Two other quick things I'll share, and then we'll move on. I started years ago in an art business. It was a network marketing business, and I wasn't smart enough to ask people if the business was seasonal, so I had no idea that it was seasonal. And so I started the business in October, and in November and December, I broke every record in the company. And not just broke them, but, like, shattered them to pieces. And I was like, I just started. How can that be? Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And it was because everybody that I met went, oh, November, December, don't even waste your time. Sales are awful. See, I didn't have that story. It wasn't in my energy field. So the more I focused on, oh, my gosh, I just love this art, and I can't wait to bring it to people's homes, and, oh, I just do virtual reality about how much people are going to love it, and I'm going to love meeting new people, and, oh, they're going to love the art, and they're going to buy art, and they're going to tell their friends about the art, the more that came into my experience. And the last share that I'll give you is sort of the opposite thing happened for me. When I started in the business of coaching, several people said, oh, it's such so hard to get clients. I've been in the business for 5 years, da, 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 da. And I thought, oh, my gosh, if I don't turn that off, I'm never going to make it. And so I just decided that, you know, that was their reality, but the way I intended to spend my life and experience my life was clients come to me in an easy, effortless, joyful way. I have more clients than I could possibly ever serve. And I had a full, and I mean full, 30 clients in less than a month and had a waiting list, and I've never, ever, ever in, five, 6 years, looked for a client. There's always waiting lists. Why is that? I changed my energy about that. So I really wanted to share that with people, Sharon, that you're in charge, gang. You can create the income if you believe it. You can create it if you spend time feeling good about it and not spending time talking about the lack of income. Okay, I'm off my little pedestal.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think it's so important, and I'm glad I never heard anybody say that you couldn't have a full practice. So I'm glad I never heard that, because then I was able to do it, too, really quickly. And the thing is, you know, later on people say, well, how'd you do that? That's impossible. How can you have, you know, 30 clients in 90 days or 60 days or whatever? And it was like, and nurse a baby. It was like, well, no one told me I couldn't do that. So why not? I thought it was so easy. It was the greatest thing in the world. So that's part of it, though, Terry, and I think that's part of what we want to share with people. You know, we were sharing last time we were here about how money really is the energy of love. It really is about, you know, you think about it. You offer people money in exchange for services, and we talked about how it really is just love. And when you love what you do, when you love and you're excited, like with you with the art or with us with coaching, you know, when you're excited and you really feel like you're serving and you really feel like there's tremendous value, and it's almost like you just can't not tell somebody. It's like if you find a great sushi restaurant or something. You just can't not tell people about this great sushi restaurant. At least I can't, because I love sushi. So I just go on and on about it. So I think that's one of the keys that we want to share with people about this whole idea of manifesting or magnetizing money to you, is really the whole idea of getting in touch with your passions. You know, we often with clients will look at, you know, have them look at their hobbies and look at things that they love to do as a way to allow in more dollars. You know, I have someone in my life who is really into model railroading, and it's really natural to him. So I really suggested, well, hey, why don't you charge people to help them put layouts together? Because it's really complicated to learn this whole process. He spent lots of time and money and energy doing it, and he would never have considered doing it. But at that time, when he first started doing it, he just started telling people about it, and he was making a couple of $1,000 easily every month just doing something that he loved, his hobby, and showing people how to be good at that hobby. So, Terry, so often, you know, when I hear people talk about how difficult it is to create money, I just have to scratch my head and say, okay, so what are some things you could do that you absolutely love and that you're really good at, that you're brilliant at? So we suggest people make a list of the things that you love and look at ways and really ask yourself. It's kind of like putting it out there to your own higher guidance. Okay, here's the things I love. How could I really allow in money by using these things, by doing these things that I love? Terry, anything you want to share about that?
I think where you're going and what you're saying is very valuable, and I think it's all about focusing on the things that bring you whatever the essences are that you want to attract: joy, happiness, success, a feeling of well-being. The point I want to make is, it's very interesting, but it always hits me. I mean, none of us really want to attract money. I mean, if I said to all of you, oh, you guys, you attracted money, and so I'm going to send a delivery truck to your home, and they're going to, like, throw, you know, in our country anyway, green stuff all over your living room. Isn't that great? Isn't that what you wanted? It's not the money that you wanted. It's something behind the money. It's the feeling. It's the essence. So I have a very high desire, personally, to attract a large amount of money, because I have 11 nieces and nephews, all from one sister, who have major goals and aspirations, and she doesn't have money to give any of them what they're needing or wanting in college or anything else. And so I have this huge desire and goal and vision and mission, and part of my life purpose is I want to be able to assist them in attaining their goals and in going to the schools that they want to go to and learning what they want to learn and driving the kinds of vehicles that they want to drive and whatever else. It just resonates with me. It's not the money. It's the feeling I get of seeing them have something that they've wanted. It's just, I can't even explain it. It feels so good. I always tell Mark, who's my husband, for me, there is like no warmer, better feeling than giving something to one of those kids, you know, whether it be a weekend vacation, you would think we bought him a castle somewhere. So it's not the money. And I guess, Sharon, I wanted to make that point. When we talk about, you know, doing what you love and taking action steps that feel good, I always want to remind people it's about the essence, feeling more of what you want to feel.
Well, you know, so often people will say, oh, you know, you really need to get into this business because you can make a lot of money. And every single person I've ever coached, every entrepreneur, it's never that has been really successful, that has not been the driving force. It's been a byproduct of their passion, of their service, that they've created a lot of money. But the reason that they're doing the business, the reason they're doing the thing, is because there's something that is moving them forward. There's some passion. There's some purpose. There's some sense of fulfillment. And exactly what you're saying. I mean, and I will often say to people, they'll say, well, I want to get into this business because I can make a lot of money. You need to be focused in on the intention, because the whole vision of making a lot of money won't move you through all the different challenges, opportunities for growth that will come. It's really that intention, as you were saying. It's really getting into that feeling of, you know, what, how do I feel and what's my passion? And that's why when somebody is really passionate, you know, in their business or really passionate in their work environment, they're magnetic. People just want to be around them. They want more of that, because when you're around someone like that, you yourself start raising your vibration. You start, it's contagious. When somebody is really excited and really passionate, you think, yeah, you can feel it in your body. You can feel yourself kind of revving up. And we want you to be able to experience more of that. And so one of the things that I think is really important, Terry, we wanted to share was this whole idea of really blending action and the desire. You know, so often people say, okay, well, I'm visualizing and I'm doing my virtual reality and I'm doing all that, and I'm sitting in my house. And it's kind of like, well, I believe things will find you someday. It's just going to take longer. But a way you can speed it up, from my experience, our experience, is really to start taking some actions. And sometimes any action will do. Right, Tara? It's like, just do something. You know, what's Nike's? Just do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say just do something. I mean, even if it doesn't even feel like the right thing necessarily, like, oh, I don't know if this is the perfect thing. So often people are waiting for, like, the perfect thing. They're waiting for the whole plan to fall out in front of them for the next, you know, 365 days, and they want to look around every corner. And the thing is, if you just start doing something, what I found is if you move in some direction, the universe is going to start giving you some kind of feedback. And then you say, oh, look, I call them sort of universal winks. Oh, there's a universal wink. I'll keep moving in that direction. Oh, some more universal winks turn into universal hugs and start into big, you know, assets. Oh, now look, money's showing up. Oh, there you go. That's a big kiss from the universe. So I think the thing that I just find so interesting is so often people just seem to be stuck on not taking any kind of action. I know it's like, you know, they've got to wait for the most perfect thing. And I really believe in massive action. I know Terry and I are very similar on that. We really love to, like, really do it, like start doing it and do many of it. And one of the things that I think is really valuable is if you want to create money, you know, make a list. Let's say you want to create $10,000. Make a list of all the things you could do possibly to create that $10,000. And then, Terry, what a lot of people do is they'll go, okay, here's a list of 20 things. Well, I'll start with number one.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest you start with all 20
mm-hmm.
at the same time. People go, oh, no, I'll get totally overwhelmed. No, you won't. You're going to take a little, you're going to start with something. And so often, I've had situations where I've had a particular need for whether it be a particular amount of money for something or whatever, and I say, okay, how am I going to do this? Or it's a solution to a challenge or to an opportunity, and I'll come up with 20 different ways, and I'll start working on all 20 at the same time, and maybe four of them solve it. You know, so it's already solved because I'm working on so many different possibilities. To me, it's like, it's almost like I've cloned myself for these universal winks and nods. But I think that is one of the most effective strategies I've ever experienced myself. And, you know, Terry, I don't know why it works.
Mm.
I just know that it really does, because I think that action really helps you make an energetic movement. You know, if you're worried about something and you take some kind of action, you got to move, right? You got to move your body. You're gonna create something. You're gonna write something. You're gonna walk somewhere. And I think the whole idea is you move the energy. At least that's my sense of it. I'm moving the energy. It's not static anymore. I'm sending out the intention that I'm moving. Okay? Look how much I'm moving. I got so much stuff I'm moving on. And then you kind of get caught up in, okay, I'm moving on stuff. And then it's almost like you have so many things going that something's got to work. Does that make sense, Tara?
It does. And I'll piggyback on what you said, Sharon. Thank you for that. That's great. I was sitting here kind of laughing. I almost put myself on mute because I'm starting to laugh kind of loud. But a lot of times people think that it's all energy work and that then they don't do anything. So I want to reiterate the point that Sharon made because it's a big one. You want to intend. You want a virtual reality. You want to create positive energy. And you have to take action. You know, if we all sat around going, I feel good, life is great, I'm going to just do virtual reality all day, I'm going to, you know, light some candles, but I'm not going to make any phone calls or talk to anybody or network with anybody or take any actions, nothing's going to happen. So it is a blending. Sharon and I refer to this in the programs that we do jointly as a smoothie. You know, you want the stuff to blend so well that you can't even go, what's in here? Is it banana, strawberry, protein drink? I don't even know what I'm drinking. It just all is good. You've got to blend the action. So what happens a lot in my experience is that people go, oh, here's 10 actions, and what Sharon said is so true. I'll take one. Take a bunch. Take them all. And that doesn't, by the way, mean it has to be a big action. I want to express that, Sharon.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah. It can be the smallest action. I like to say take a physical action because I've had people say, yeah, I'm working on my book. I go, great. What did you do? I thought about it. That's a nice action, but you'll get a lot more bang for doing something. Write 5 words. Go research a publisher. Go meet with a fellow author. Whatever. So take a physical action, even if it's a small one. It can be as small as this. I just had this happen for my own purposes. I am not one who really knows a whole lot about different kinds of software, and I had somebody that said, oh my gosh, there's this great piece of software. A company just got it. It fits for your company. You know, you ought to take a look at it. And it was sort of in my sphere of, yeah, I'll act on that. And then they sent me an email, and they said, actually, if you act on it right now, they're giving a free 30-day trial. You know, here's the link. I said, yeah, I'll have to do that later. And I noticed myself putting it off because I have resistance around software, Sharon knows. It's not a great computer.
We're technical goddesses.
Technical goddesses. I love that. So instead I sat here and I said, okay, first let me really think of what I want to visualize. So I really want to visualize that there is the optimal software. I know what kind of software I need. I just don't know if it's out there. But maybe there's like the optimal. It's going to work great. It could be downloaded on everybody who works with me's computers. We could share it. It could be now. Man, that would be so cool. Oh, what would be the essence? Oh, the essence is it would make everybody's life easier. Work would be easier. We'd probably have less time at work. This is all feeling really good. Now I get kind of excited. Then I combined that. I said, what's a 2-minute physical action? The 2-minute physical action I came up with was just clicking on the link and to see what the 30-day download was. By the way, that led me to another action. It said, click here, get a free trial. I said, oh, I can do that. Even I know how to do that. So I clicked. I started my free trial. And then in between clients, I found I had a couple minutes, and I said, I'm kind of curious what the free trial is. So I opened up the software, and I looked at it. And I went, oh, my gosh, it's like they made this for Terry Levine, you know, like software for dummies. I can use this. It's put your name here.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
I can do this.
Send the link.
I'll send the link. So what I'm sharing is, that comes from taking an action, and I guess it's a simple example, Sharon, but I want to hit people over the head with this because too many people go through programs and say, yeah, I went through that program, and I felt really good, and I learned some tools, and I'm doing things, and I got visualizations, I got virtual reality, I'm feeling good, I'm managing my energy, I really know how to magnetize, and I go, great, what actions are you taking? Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything else. So please hear us that not only do you want to magnetize and really get clear on what it is that you are wanting, but what I want you to do this week, every one of you, is to make a list of some actions some possible actions. And again, nothing big. If you wanted to work on a book part-time, well, what do I need? Well, it's really hard for me to work on a book because I got to watch the kids at night, and I have a full-time job during the day. Oh, maybe your significant other can babysit for a half hour. Maybe you can, you know, call in a neighbor to do that. What else is an action that I could take? Oh, well, maybe I need to, like, think about a title. Okay, well, maybe that's an action. I could just create a whole bunch of titles. Or maybe I should decide if it's an e-book or a book. Oh, maybe I should get on the Internet and read what sells best. Find a simple action and create a list of all of the possible actions that you could take. So the way I'd like you to do this is start at the top of a piece of paper, whether you do it on the computer or pen and paper, and just start putting down all of the actions that you could possibly take. And next to each one, I want you to put in the request of something that you want, and I'm going to give you an example. So let's say that I said, gee, I really want the software. Like, there's got to be software out there like that. By the way, this is on my list from, when is the date on here? September the 5th of this year, 2003. I put down on my list that I wanted to find this dream software. I was like, somebody had to have made this. It's out there somewhere. And so that's on the piece of paper as an action I needed to take, find out about the software. Now, next to that, I put a request. There's a request next to each action. And the request is, how can this happen in a way where it's easy and effortless, where I attract it, like you attract money. So instead of, oh, well, Terry could do this, and Terry could do that, and Terry could do this, which begins to sound like a to-do list, I said, how could I attract that? I could just start telling a lot of people that I'm looking for software. That's one request that I put out there, requesting that the universe begins to show me more people who know about software. The other request that I put out there is, somehow when I was surfing the Internet, I was going to start seeing some samples of such software. And the third request that I put out there was, there's only one person that I know who's like super computer savvy, but that person had sort of fallen off my radar screen, that somehow that person would resurface. So you'll notice that while I have tangible actions, I also am looking for the universe to help me in manifestation. Sharon, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we really are talking about going back and forth. So, you know, you kind of line things up. You're always looking at how you're feeling, because that's part of what you're putting out there, and then you're taking an action. You're looking at, how can I take an action that feels easy, that feels effortless, that feels fun? And then you kind of get a sense of, all right, this would feel good. One process that we use that we think is really valuable is, we call them orders, you know, orders to the universe. And you kind of think about, like, if you're going into get a pizza or something. And so, you know, you want a pizza and you want some pepperoni on it and you want some cheese on it. You just kind of don't go into a pizza parlor and say, please bring pizza. I say, well, yeah, what kind of pizza? I mean, we have a lot of pizza. What kind of pizza? Well, I don't care, whatever kind of pizza you'd like to give me. I mean, you are going to be specific about what you want. You're going to get clear about what you want. Yeah, I'd like a nice whole wheat crust pizza with some pesto sauce and you know, and really get into the specifics about it. So it's the same thing when you're looking to attract something. And then you can get a sense of the action. So here's an example. Say, for example, you want to maybe attract a babysitter because you need some time in the evening for you to work on that book, or you need some time in the evening to work in your network marketing company, another multiple stream of income that you're doing, or whatever that you're doing, because you're drawing in some more dollars. But you've identified that this is something that you need. You know, it's something you need to attract. So in order to the universe, you would just put at the top of your paper, I'll give you an example, I'm attracting a perfect babysitter. Now, I would add easily and effortlessly, because I always want to do everything from an easy, effortless, fun, just a very easy kind of way. It's just really sort of fell in my lap. And then I would look at kind of really listing, like, numerically, 1, 2, 3, 4, just like with the pizza, what are the things that you really want to find in a babysitter? Do you just want any babysitter? You just want any person to come in? You know, it doesn't matter how they treat your child. Doesn't matter what they do to your home. It doesn't matter what. No, you want some very specific things. So you would write, you know, this, I'm attract, this babysitter is very affordable, the one that you're attracting. Number two could be, this babysitter is at a location that's convenient. You know, number three could be this babysitter is kind and loving to my children. This babysitter, and you kind of get the gist of it. It's all the things that you're looking for. And then, Terry, what I usually do after I put an order out is I then go to the action. Okay, what's the next action? A tiny baby step, something that feels good that I could do. Well, maybe I could put up flyers. And I would put in my flyer. I know what I want. I'm looking for a babysitter that's loving, kind, that loves to make cookies. I mean, whatever it is you want, you get to choose what you want, and then you can be very specific. And so maybe you'll go take an action, and you'll put up a flyer. And now guess what? You don't even get home, and the phone's already ringing, and there's your babysitter. So you know, Terry, it's sort of like what part of that was attracting and what part of that was action? To me, they're both part of the same coin.
They're a smoothie,
absolutely. Anything you want to say about that?
No, I just think that's the whole point, is that they are a smoothie. They work in unison. They work together. My reminder, I'm not being subtle about this, Sharon. But
you're
unsubtle. You've got to have the action. I always remember this, and I share this example, but several years ago, I had a very good friend who said she had read all these wonderful books and really got a whole inner perspective and had a whole new spiritual way to guide her, and at the same time had less money coming in the door each month, every month. He had more health problems. All this stuff was going on. I'm like, what is going on? And we sat down, went to lunch one day. I'm like, well, you know, like, tell me what you do day to day. Oh, like, I meditate and I pray and I write my journals and I light candles and I go for walks and I think. And she had this whole thing. And I said, well, what actions do you take? Like, you know, she's really concentrating on eating better and better foods. And so, you know, do you go grocery shopping and buy better foods? Well, no, I never have food in the house. I have to call in the last minute. And you wanted to, she was a massage therapist, and you wanted to attract more clients so you'd have more income. So what actions are you taking to meet more people and tell them about your services? Well, then the universe is just going to bring them. I'm like, you've got to balance that. You've
so
got to do something. So I really want that point, and I know I'm, like, beating it up, but forgive me.
You know, it's really important, though, and, you know, we really see that so often with people. It's like you've got to do your part. You know, you have the body. You know, you have the body that can go forward, talk to people, and have the mouth and have the hands that can do things. You're in a physical form, in a physical body. And I think that you really help things along. I know one time I have an office suite in my home, and someone came to my door. They had broken down right in front of my home, my office suite. And, you know, they came in, and I let them use the phone and everything. I have a big dog. And you know, before you know it, the guy's asking me, what do I do? I'm a coach. You know, and by the time he left, he had hired me as his coach. And I said, now, you know, isn't that interesting? He said, I lost my way. I didn't know how I got here. And then I had this flat tire right in front of your house, you know, right in front of your office suite. And I thought, well, now that's one way to find clients, but now if I was sitting here waiting for clients to find me that way, Terry, that was only one in like 6 years. I mean, I've taken a lot more action since then. So, you know, yes, I believe, I really truly do believe that you will attract people and you will attract things. I just think it takes you much, 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 much longer because it's the, you know, it's the harder way when you're not blending it with action. The other thing is it feels so darn good to take action. You feel like you're really moving forward. You feel like you are, you know, you kind of got your hands in the clay, you know, you know, I'll often talk to people and they'll say, oh, you know, just really want to generate so much money so I don't have to do anything. So really, you're not going to do anything. Well, what fun is that? You're not going to do anything. Say, well, I don't know, maybe I'll lay on the beach. Well, that would be interesting. For how long? I mean, how tan can you get? You know, I mean, how, have you ever laid on the beach for more than, you know, like a month, Terry? I mean, you know, it's boring after a while. I mean, after a while, you start going, give me a piece of paper. I have to write something down. You know, usually that happens to me after, you know, the first 4 hours. I'm like, do you have paper? Is there something I could write on? I mean, because, you know, you're constantly creating, and that's part of the juice and the jazz. So one of the things we want to ask you to do is really look at, okay, what can you begin to start doing? First of all, you had a number in terms of the amount of money you wanted to attract. Great. What are some of the things that you can begin to start doing? And when you look at any of these things that you think might be blocking you, like maybe you don't have enough time, create an order form to the universe and then take some action on that, some little baby steps. And I really recommend, Terry, that everybody just begins to start doing that and really start talking in our e-group once we get that all up and really, really cranking, because that can be so valuable when you're sharing your order forms, when you're sharing kind of, oh, yeah, and you know, after today's call, I figured out, yeah, I really could, I could cook for people or I could clean for people. I mean, there's so many people that have needs and desires and want to pay you to do things, you know, that you're an answer to their prayer. So I think that's one of the things, Terry, I'd like people to really focus in on.
I love the way that you put this out there and express this, Sharon, because I really do think that what's important here is you are allowed, this goes back to what we talked about two sessions ago, you're allowed to ask for what you want. And part of this message blends back with that. When you create an order form, you are asking. You are clearly asking. And one of my good friends, colleagues, clients actually went and got, like, restaurant order form books. She actually bought them. And she does her order forms on them. She takes it that seriously. She's like, oh, placing an order for this, placing an order for that. So the example Sharon gave, I just want to make a comment and then we'll move on, like about the pizza, whatever. You can't put out a request to the universe or ask for something that's half-hearted. You couldn't call the pizza place and say, you know what, I want to order pizza, but wait, I'm not really sure if I deserve it. I'm not really sure if I'm ready for it. I'm not really sure if I can quit my job to have it yet. Oh, I'm not really sure if I can afford it. Oh, but not everybody likes pizza. Never mind. And sometimes I hear that, and that goes back to the earlier gas break. Sometimes I hear as human beings we do that. So the reminder that I want to give people on this call and for them to take with them is to take a next action. Take a next action, just one step. Do some little action. And while you're doing that, appreciate everything that is showing up. Find a dime, find a penny, get a nickel, I don't care what it is. Yesterday, I just had the best surprise. I came home late from vacation, saw an email from one of my corporate clients. I mean, I've read this like 10 times today, going, is this real? My corporate client said it would be better for our company for fiscal purposes to pay you in advance for 2004. You will have a full check for 2004 before December 31st. Is that okay?
I was
like, they're asking me if it's okay. Yeah, send the money. You know, I was like so excited. I've read that like four times. I'm like, is that right? So not only do you want to ask, but you want to appreciate. And I don't care if they had said they were going to send me 10 cents. I would feel the same amped up energy. Now, Sharon, you want to kind of bring us to conclusion?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. You know what? I just thought it might be good if we opened up and just have people just share what was most valuable for them today. What are they taking with them? I love when we can interact with people. So if people want to come off your star six and just share with us, maybe what was most valuable or what's one next action you just popped into your head that you're going to take? Let's take a couple people. Who'd like to share?
That means you guys talk.
Yeah, that means we're looking for someone to play. Want to share. What'd you get out of today? What are you taking with you?
This is Laura.
Yes.
This is so great because I have really, really gotten hung up on this thing with money. Every time I think about money, I get a pit in my stomach, but I want more money. And yesterday, it just hit me when I was watching a movie that what I really wanted was freedom and everything that went with it, and the money was just to support it. So this is very, very good. It's reinforcing that for me.
So, Laura, we just need you to begin to start virtual realitying about things that make you feel free and start doing things that make you feel free and start taking some baby step next action.
I do have a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
I quit my job in July because I just wanted to be free and play.
Good for you.
And it's been fantastic. I have had a wonderful time. And I'm sort of one of those kind of people that's just having fun, letting each day unfold and really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not like into any real big heavy-duty action about it because
mm-hmm.
it's just been great. So I'm a little confused about how I'll use the action thing.
Well, you know, you are taking action every day at some level, right? I mean, you're
sure.
You're not just laying in the same spot you were from the very beginning of the day.
No, I'm having fun.
So I would just say, you know, you're in a period of time where you're kind of evaluating. Is that what I hear?
Sort of
like, what am I going to do next? So you're exploring, right?
Uh-huh.
So it sounds like you have some opportunity to take some actions around different avenues of exploration.
Right. Okay.
Does that feel like, so maybe there's one thing that you want to explore, or two things, or one thing tomorrow, and you're going to go to one website. Does that make sense? I would make a list of the things you want to explore.
Actually, that's good. That's what I'm doing. So I'm right on, on the right page. Thanks.
Great. Anybody else want to share before we close?
This is Anne.
Yes, Anne.
In California.
Yes, Anne.
And I'm just laughing because one of the next steps I'm going to take is to get an actual restaurant order form from a pizza place.
I'm going to go get a pizza.
Because what's really funny is this guy is actually a client of mine, and I'm supposed to meet with him, and it's been put off for either his reason or mine for months, and I just have a feeling that virtual reality on this and asking him for one of his forms is somehow going to work some magic.
Well, now there's an intuition, so go for it.
Yeah,
it sounds great. And,
Thank you.
Get a pizza while you're there. Sarah, anything you want to say in closing?
I just want to really encourage people to do more of what I just heard from these last two examples, and I thank you both for sharing. It's just to have fun with this whole process. You know, if you get the pit in the stomach kind of feeling, change it up. Go back and say, if I were ordering a pizza and I felt that, you know, what would I do? What action would I take to feel different? Have fun.
Have fun.
Creating money is fun.
Ugh.
And creating it for charity, in my experience, is even more fun.
It's so fun. Just be lighter about it all. You know, where are you going? You know, the credits haven't rolled. I mean, you know, you're going to look back on a time when you felt a sense of lack and say, oh my gosh, that was such a valuable time for me because now I'm in so much appreciation. And many of you are teachers. Many of you are teachers that will assist other people in experiencing greater sense of prosperity and well-being. So we know that you all have the ability to allow it in, and we see and feel it for you. And just allow yourself to have fun. The more fun you can have and the more action you can take from place of fun, the more you will be amazed at what starts showing up.
All right, gang.
All right.
Create extraordinary fun, money, prosperity, well-being, and a great week.
Have a great one, everybody.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, gang.